Insurance Company and Affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Lowe's helps pros like you do the job right by having more of what you need in stock. And it's savings you can count on every day. Like Valspar 2000 Paint Plus Primer starting at just $19.98 a gallon. And whether you're updating properties or building new homes, get up to 40% off select appliance special values with four-piece kitchen suites as low as $1,160. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through September 11th. U.S. only.
Today is August 28th, Radio Commercials Day. Without radio commercials, I'd have no salary. I'd be forced to sell my house and live down by the river. So I'd appreciate it if you'd listen when the lizard tries to sell you car insurance on Radio Commercials Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm the Big Lizard, and I appreciate it when you patronize our happy hour sponsors. Join us tonight at Baumhauer's after the show as we celebrate 14 years. It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Dorian approaching Puerto Rico as a Category 1 hurricane with winds at 75 miles per hour. Fox's Rick Leventhal in San Juan.
We have had reports that outer bands have caused problems at substations on the outskirts of San Juan. We're being told that as many as 20,000 customers are already without power here.
President Trump criticizing Puerto Rico's government after declaring a state of emergency for the island.
President Trump tweeting, Puerto Rico is one of the most corrupt places on earth. Their political system is broken and their politicians are either incompetent or corrupt. The president concluding, and by the way, I'm the best thing that's ever happened to Puerto Rico.
Fox's right. John Decker at the White House. Another positive outcome on Wall Street. The Dow closing up 258 points, the NASDAQ adding 30, and the S&P 500 picking up 19. America is listening to Fox News.
Coming soon to the Performance Center, a magical show filled with wonder. Get ready for Opioid Addiction on Ice, featuring all your favorite prescription drugs like Vicodin, Percocet, and OxyContin on ice. You won't believe your eyes, or feel anything for that matter, where you can see chronic pain and pill use spinning out of control, leaving you skating on thin ice, followed by a mind-numbing finale with a performance from the Needle and Spoon that'll have your family screaming with amazement and confusion and hungry for more. It's the feel-good hit of the summer, Opioid Addiction on Ice, now playing in every hometown in America.
Warning, may cause nausea, sweating, goosebumps, chills, and 1,000 glowing purple caterpillars climbing up your legs.
Get your tickets today.
Hey, guess what? I have arranged the new Bluebell flavor, the salted cookie. The
salted caramel cookie, yeah.
Yeah. I'm bringing that to Baumhauer's tonight. That's what we'll use to celebrate. It's their newest ice cream, and it's really good. It's vulgar, but in all the right ways.
You're celebrating 14 years here in the River Region, right?
Well, actually, that was April 28th, but this is the 14th of this afternoon show.
Yeah.
And you know, it's what kept me here. And it's not a knock in any way, shape, or form. It's a company. I'm new here, and I wanted to have the chance to make something happen.
Right.
And I was still waiting on the settlement of my last deal in Florida. Well, before that even came in, they were trying to bring me back to that station. Idiots.
Well, it makes sense, though. Also, from a family perspective, your daughter's down there, right?
Yeah, that. Although, the boss had his kids there, so he was going back and forth and allowed me to travel with him. We used the studio down there a lot. Did this show quite frequently from Florida. And then, one afternoon, and I wasn't expecting it, I walked by his office, and he said, we're going to take ACV, that was our old AM station at 1170, and I'm going to put you on from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. He said, we're going to bump your salary by this much, and it was just enough to stay.
Nice.
Yeah. And that show really had a following. It really did. We didn't get the advertiser support early on, I think because it was on AM, and some people just didn't believe that people were listening to anything on AM radio. But Don Markwell always had good numbers, probably the most consistent I've seen from anyone in the time I've been here. You could mail him in, man. He was that reliable. And really didn't find out until he took me off so I could concentrate on the new Q96.1. And several months later, he said, I have, and this is true, Rick Peters has consulted, managed giant companies and hundreds of stations, and he says, to quote him specifically, I've never taken more for a decision I've made than I did with taking you off that stupid AM talk show. I can finally tell you that because you're going back on and I can get these people off my back, which is really nice, and I appreciate everybody that was upset by that.
Was he feeling like Dr. Frankenstein in that moment?
I suppose somewhat.
What have I created?
I'm somewhat thinking that, yeah. 407, and I see Randall on the phone.
Well, I want to say, a truly happy 14th to you. I mean, ain't no sense in rehashing everything you've been there walking through me, but, man, that's got to be, I mean, it's nothing about ego, but it's got to be refreshing when somebody gets upset because you're not there, because they're not hearing your voice. You're not getting through the day, and you're not the one taking care of them. That ain't being too proud. That's just being, I mean, I don't know what you call it. Cause, I mean, when Joey left, I mean, he knows how many people upset that his hour was gone. I don't think he knows. I don't think enough people called. But I just want to know, Joey, you was missed, man. And when he run that other hour, I'm going to be honest with you, man, a lot of folks were hurt. I mean, you wasn't there, that same voice. People get used to something, man, and get used to walking beside a certain someone. And when it's gone, man, it's a gap there that can't be filled by just anybody.
So let's see.
Thank y'all.
Thank you,
say if I woke up dead tomorrow, that I would be missed here in the afternoon?
Man, what are you talking about? I guess we'd have to do best of us for a month or two and then ease us into a different way. I mean, just like Auburn having to go, you know, everybody's used to that certain voice. I mean, and this new dude may kick, you know, it's just hard to come cutting in somebody's shoes that's been there so long and they used to. It's just hard to take over. But thank y'all for what y'all have done, man, in my life. And I will be seeing you tonight to hug you and... I'll stop there. All right. Love y'all.
Hey, love you too, Randall. That was very nice.
It was very sweet of him.
Basically, this is uncharted territory for me because my first major run in Florida was 13 years. And I went down there with one goal, to do well enough there to get hired back in Chicago.
And you succeeded.
I did. And the first job that I was offered at a station I really wanted to work for. And I'm waiting for my agent to call and tell me, hey, they're going to guarantee you, you know, $250 a year.
Wow.
No. He says, I turned him down. I said, you didn't even call to ask, tell me what they were. He says, they're offering you what you're getting already. And
yeah.
I'm not going to let you take a gig in this market for a parallel salary.
Yeah, no.
And you know what? I'm glad they didn't, because when I finally did get to Chicago 13 years later, WLS, right? Dream gig.
Mm-hmm.
My first show on that station, I was nuts. I just said, I cannot believe I'm sitting at a microphone and I have the privilege of saying these call letters because I have a show here. But I was different from the kind of talk host they had on that station, and it wasn't a good fit, even though I really connected there.
Well, and you could also really want something for a long time, and then when you get it, you realize, well, it's not what I need.
Well, by the time I got there, my mom had passed.
Mm.
My sister had become a physicist in California, so Dad, and I really wanted Dad to move to South Florida.
So it didn't really, Chicago didn't feel like home anymore, really.
That was one of the strangest and most horrible revelations in my entire life, because I used to, WLS was on State Street, middle of downtown, right where all the department stores used to do their windows at Christmas time, and it was a big feeling to walk into that building where many of my heroes used to walk. But something wasn't right. And it took me about 2 weeks to figure it out. I didn't belong there anymore. I had been in Florida long enough where I had completely adapted to the lifestyle there. And cities are different. People are different from city to city. Chicago, everybody looks so intense, and you know that stress of major city living. Not that Florida hadn't become one in its own way, but I at least grew with it.
Right. I mean, and if I ever moved to a city like Atlanta, I'd want to live in the city, in the sense that you could get to a job by, you know, taxi or
even walk. I was getting ready to rent an apartment in downtown Chicago that was a walk away from, I was going to get rid of my car. Didn't need it. To go to Florida, I could have flown back from O'Hare just by getting on the L, as they used to call it. So, and you, in a city like that, with crap roads, you can travel by bus as fast as you can by car in the city.
Well, the commuting idea, like one of the first interviews I did, I got a second call back, and it was essentially to be a processing, like payment processing salesman for Intuit. Essentially, you're selling credit card machines to small businesses in Metro Atlanta. What a job! I could have made good money in it, but it just, as we're riding around with this very attractive salesperson I'm dealing with, this young woman, I realized I do not want to do this.
Did you and she?
No. I still remember who she is, though. Yeah. But I didn't, no, we didn't do anything. It was just friendly. I know my boundaries to a certain extent.
I didn't. When I was
It's a different day and age, Craig.
Yeah.
You can't just smack people on the bottom with a newspaper anymore. Well, I'm happy to bring that back. If
well, I wanted to.
Suitor. I'm not doing it with you, but, you know.
No, I don't want to whap your rear end with a newspaper.
Thank you.
There have been a couple of people
here.
I'm
glad we've cleared that up.
Did anybody have any doubts? Now, I've got this big plan to go to Florida next week to see Goose.
Yeah.
And Dorian is out here now.
Hmm.
And I asked Rich this morning, Dorian appears, where they got it? It looks like probably late Sunday night, Monday, it's going to make landfall around the middle part of Florida.
Mm.
From there, it could go into the Gulf. It looks like it will. It could also make a turn up our way, or it could be somewhere, though. I'm leaving Wednesday morning. I would like it to be the hell out of here, because these opportunities don't come by that often.
How strong is it at this point?
At the 5 p.m., Dorian advisory has movement northwest at 14. Top sustained winds at 80. So it's not a monster, and I don't know if the forecast calls it for it to grow into a 2 or a 3 or a 4. But the cone of doom basically includes the entire state of Florida, which is a long state, with the bullseye right in the middle. Looks like Orlando. And then the cone extends into the Gulf, south of the Panhandle. And who knows from there? And on the other hand, if we were in the path of a storm, I don't think I could leave either. But as I mentioned yesterday, one of the things I'm going to go down there and do is we're going to celebrate. And I mentioned this yesterday to all the generous people. Not only did we help Cooter's family out with their pain over the loss of their dog, but we more than took care of what they'll need to get the next love in their life.
It's a good way to heal, too.
I'll tell you what, that yesterday was phenomenal. Sam and everybody else that dug, and nobody wants to take credit. People come by and say, I just want to help. Don't put my name out there or anything else. That's where I'm especially blessed. Miss Pine Level.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you not say the hurricane was named Dorian?
Dorian, yes.
Okay. Was there not a song that Steve did at one time called Dorian Gray? Or was that another band? Joey, help me out.
Could you look that up?
Yeah, I mean, that goes all the way back.
There's a movie, Dorian Gray.
There's a novel called The Portrait of Dorian.
It means they made a book out of the movie?
Yeah, Oscar Wilde. It's a great
yeah.
One of my favorite authors.
Yeah,
but when I heard the name Dorian, that's the first thought came to my mind. So I just wanted to put my two cents in.
A song called Dorian.
And it may not be Dorian, but it's something like maybe Dorian Dory. But I thought it was Dorian Gray. But I think it's by Steve.
Sticks? I don't know, Miss Marvel. Well, I'm not finding anything immediately.
And I may have the name wrong, but it's
okay. Sing for the Day, misheard lyrics. Sticks is Sing for the Day.
Yeah, it could be that.
Okay, but no song by that.
And the original lyric is Ageless and Timeless as Dorian Gray.
Ah!
See, I tell you.
All right. You were right.
I noticed. Thank you. All right.
Thanks, Ms. Pine Level. We appreciate it. Party tonight at Bob Hours after the show. And this is a first time. We're going to bring you a brand new ice cream that's not even in the store shelves yet, or will be very, very soon from our friends at Bluebell. We will be at Bob Hours on the Boulevard right after the show. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing are getting a little bit of a break here for a couple of days with cooler, drier air, but the summer will come roaring back. And when it does, you want to make sure that your system is running efficiently. I've had a couple of things done by Clark's that I have been able to lower the bill with. One, they doing the biannual checkup, found a very inefficient filtration process where something was just out of place enough to cause a sludgy buildup. It wasn't processing. So they fixed that. Rick Clark came out because I said, I got to do something about these bills, and I don't want to keep my thermostat at 78. I just can't live like that. Turns out the attic fan was not working. And then third step will ultimately be getting master foam insulation. They're busy. They're really busy. And that's an excellent, excellent solution to high energy costs. So we'll see the next bill. But that attic fan is in and working. And Clark's has come to the rescue on a number of plumbing issues, including bathtub disasters, fixtures that decided to fall apart. And I didn't have to buy anything new. They just rebuilt it. And that's what I love. You know, it's let's get this problem solved and let's do it in the most cost-efficient way possible. So you can trust them when you turn your comfort and your plumbing infrastructure over to the best in the business. Clark's, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. As we get ready to check afternoon traffic and an update on that mess on Perry Hill, from Traffic Cub reporter Emily Hayes.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch cruising through the 4 o'clock rush hour, and we have a report of some debris on I-65 southbound right past the Cobbs Ford Road exit, so be careful if you're headed into town that way. We also have another problem on I-65. It's on the northbound side, and it's down in Lowndes County at the Lee to Hatchie exit. There is an accident there that is stalling traffic. If you're on the boulevard, everybody's moving along okay. We do see a lot of problems around the Troy Highway and lots of congestion around the Atlanta Highway. The 31s look pretty good this afternoon. Let's be careful as we head on home. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Look at this. We got Jay Scott out in Seattle.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because they're having a big nerd convention there, and I guess he's at the Mariners game. And they're playing the Yankees. And he's at the ballpark. And It looks incredible. And by the way, the Yankees up 2-0 now.
Yeah. And you were all freaked out over the trade deadline.
Milwaukee did beat St. Louis this afternoon 4-1. So that's a help for the Cubs, who got to play the Mets tonight and win that game, Joey.
Yeah, who gives a damn?
Yeah, that's true. We got our first today. Dunkin' of Summer coming on Friday. It's Labor Day weekend already.
I know, man. It's nuts. I keep forgetting we have a three-day weekend. It'll be fun.
Bob Hours, after the show, let's get the adorable one in.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have better weather news for you. We have some nicer air coming in. You'll feel this evening, tonight, and tomorrow night. And in fact, a little cooler tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to the upper 60s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, tolerable humidity, high around 92. Down to 67 by the first thing on Friday morning. That'll feel nice. Still dry during the day on Friday, but random storms will return for the Labor Day weekend. Spotty storms here and there, plus a lot of humidity as well. Just in time for the holiday weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
422.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. Anthony J. Thomas Jr. is wanted by the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force for murder, assault, burglary, and firing a firearm into an unoccupied vehicle. He goes by the street name Wook and should be considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information on his whereabouts, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Prattville residents will no longer have to separate their recyclable items when taking out the trash. The new recycling program in effect now can include everything in the household garbage. However, the city does request that you continue separating all cardboard and paper products for curbside collection. The Black AIDS Institute met at the Capitol today to announce the rollout of a plan to end the HIV epidemic in America. The initiative is designed to transform the nature of HIV testing, treatment, and advocacy in Black communities across the U.S. and ultimately end HIV by those most impacted by it. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Thank you, Ellis. We're getting a lot of play on our Facebook thread on the mayoral runoff upcoming, and we'll go back to that thanks to everybody who's taken the time to comment on it. Tomorrow is the actual 14th anniversary of the show, so we'll roll call tomorrow for sure. We won't have time today anyway, because we've been a busy dar.
Oh, yeah. We have some traffic updates.
Oh, well, let me get the official attention-getting sounder.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
First off, I-65 northbound, quite south of the city, but for those commuting, I-65 northbound around the 151 Lita Hatchie exit is backed up bad. And I'm looking at the Google map, intensity map, and it is completely at a standstill. Again, that's I-65 north at around mile marker 151, the Lita Hatchie exit. Then there's also a wreck on 231 north, right in front of the Winn-Dixie, about half a mile short of the casino in that area. That is an accident with injury. Authorities are on the scene. So we get 231 north, right near the casino, and then I-65 north in the Lita Hatchie area.
All right, when we come back, we'll return to the Facebook thread on the... We've had about 40 new comments since we asked people to post. Ooh. And if you want to make a comment there, please know that we may use it on the air. Just scroll down just a little on my Facebook page to post your thoughts.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. The pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's a man. He's a man. He's a man.
What I say goes around here right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry.
I'm the king of my castle when you're not around. He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
It is 4:30 on Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Our most electrifying story coming up in just a bit. I'll give you a tease.
Mm-hmm.
It's about somebody from the squad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's entitled, You Can't Go Home Again. We kind of touched on that when we were talking to David Blackman last hour. Back to our thread on the thoughts post-mayoral runoff. Pat says, I wish everybody would not be so negative. There were several good candidates in the top four. I feel like David's support will consolidate in the next election. I do hope the turnout is better. Yeah, that's going to be critical. Let's see. Wayne says the only reason Reed is in his current position is because of his father's political connections. Well, a lot of politicians, I think of the Kennedys. I mean, that's not all that unusual. Cindy says, I have to ask, why does anyone live in Montgomery? And I'll say again, there's still a lot to love. But what concerns me is when, as everything is continuing to move east, rather than address the troubles that were forcing people out of established neighborhoods because of the crime threat, you just can't keep doing that. You cannot keep repeating that cycle. When we see a mall go bad, like Eastdale, that's happened in my time here. And in fact, that goes back to something that became a major item on this show my first year here. And that was some punks who literally got into a Pier 6 brawl next to the ice rink in the mall. And I heard about this from half a dozen very reliable sources, that it was so bad. I guess there was a large group of Korean kids that was ice skating. And these poor little kids are watching tables getting thrown and chairs, and everybody was waiting for guns to come out in this huge fight, gang, whatever it was. And these kids trying to get off the ice and out of the way of what they're saying happened. Scared to death. It was not reported by the Montgomery Advertiser. It was not reported by any of the TV stations. But we did. And we not only stayed with it, we accumulated additional evidence, including photos. Then, 4 days, 4 days after this event took place, that's when it finally got covered. 4 days. Because we would not let go. Keeping people ignorant does not solve a problem. Failing to address, how many times have we seen videos posted of fights in the parking lot? Nobody wants to be around that. Nobody wants to go patronize a store. How sad we lose Sears and other anchor stores. And now we really don't have a mall in the traditional sense. I remember this like yesterday, my first trip in up 231, and I see that big, beautiful Montgomery Mall off to the side there before I made the right-hand turn. I thought, wow, that looks like a great place to shop. I didn't know it was dead.
I remember going there as a kid, but yeah, kind of just gone down the drain.
Because, for whatever reason, rather than say, this problem occurred and we're going to take absolute measures to address it so it doesn't repeat. Instead, nobody publicizes it. Then it becomes a viral rumor. Right. And at that time, social media was coming around. So you can't keep these things secret anymore. There's no excuse for this town to lose a mall. And I'm not sure what the motivation. Who are you protecting? Thugs? If that's the case, they're running the city. And the mayor is just a figurehead. Now, I've heard Todd on a number of shows, and I believe Todd Strange has always known that you got to get to the root cause of the problem. You got to get into the neighborhoods and the churches and address this where it is starting. But that's going to take a lot more than one man or even some blue ribbon committee to address.
And some of it is economic development. And I mean in the sense that Montgomery has sprawled away from the river. Mm-hmm. And some of that makes good sense. But, I mean, as Pike Road's now squeezing Montgomery, I think the plan to develop downtown, and, you know, I'm not happy if the county's putting up all this money for this water park thing, but the general idea of developing that area is a really good idea for everybody.
If the water park is being seen as that's like putting a Band-Aid on a severed leg. That's not going to do anything. David says, see these comments about Reed's performance as probate judge. They're all vague, negative, but detail-free. And I agree with him. I have not seen anything of substance. And again, he is not responsible for the sins of his father. Let's see. The Reed machine got him in the runoff. Well, every politician that succeeds has a machine of some type. You got to have that. You got to have footwork. You got to have people out in the streets. David says, as a former 22-year-plus citizen of Montgomery and public servant, I encourage Montgomery voters to go to the polls and elect David Woods. I have personally met and talked with him many times, and I believe he is... I don't know if I'm reading this right or if it was written... let's see. I'm going to have to go back to that comment because...
It's long.
Well, it's long, but the first paragraph is poorly written. We can talk to Jim for a moment in the meantime.
Hey. Hey, man. How y'all doing?
All right. How are you?
Good. Hey, you talk about the malls there. I moved to Montgomery in 84. Mm-hmm. And at that time, the malls were booming. And I lived right by Montgomery Mall. I mean, it had... I did all my clothes shopping at Gayfer's. And mm-hmm. I mean, it was a booming place. And I lived there until... And my neighborhood started going down the toilet. But I remember the day that it all started. I took my three children. They were like 4, 6, and 8. And we went to the Montgomery Mall to get their mother something for Valentine's. And we're in the food court. And all of a sudden, over by one of the stores, bam, 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 bam. And this guy starts shooting up, shot the windows out of the store. And, man, we took off for the... one of the side things running down there by the... They used to have a place there called, I think, Diamond Gems. It was a bunch of video games and stuff. And we ran down that hall and took off. And that was the last time I took my kids to the mall. And that was in the... probably in the late 90s. And it went downhill after that. I mean, it started to go, and then they had the big raid there one week. I don't know if y'all remember that. The police came, merged on the mall and blocked all the exits and confiscated guns and drugs and stuff from people leaving the parking lot, and it just... And there's not going to be any more malls anyways, but...
well, part of the problem,
Nobody nipped it in the bud. They failed to nip it.
Yeah, I had that... Saw that happen in Florida. The first mall that was ever built in that entire megalopolis was getting ready to close in the 25 years I've been there. It was the place to go at first.
Yeah.
And then it became a gang hangout. And again, officials, the I don't know about the shop owners, they didn't certainly want people hanging around who weren't into shopping or spending money. Had to deal with theft and... There were also sexual assaults and all kinds of crap.
And it's tough enough to keep a mall or traditional retail going without those problems. Just the economic realities. You add in the crime element, it's
yeah.
I really appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you for taking the time to join us this afternoon. It is 4:40. Let's take a quick look at the roads. We got Rich's forecast, and then we're back with the most electrifying story of the day.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and we still see some problems out on the roadways. We have an accident on Perry Hill Road. It is northbound right in front of CTE near the interstate, so be careful in that area. We also still have a report of debris on I-65 southbound just past the Cobbs Ford Road exit, so be careful if you're passing through there. If you're on the boulevard, everything looks pretty busy out there. Just watch yourself around the traffic lights. Highway 231 headed into Wetumpka is starting to show some action. It's slow right around the River Bridge and once you get up by the casino. And Taylor Road is still packed full of traffic. Be careful between the Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road this afternoon. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you. GameStop is a gamer's paradise. Lendmark can help you financially, and there's lots of shopping and eating. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend, and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have better weather news for you. We have some nicer air coming in. You'll feel this evening, tonight, and tomorrow night. And in fact, a little cooler tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to the upper 60s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, tolerable humidity, high around 92. Down to 67 by the first thing on Friday morning. That'll feel nice. Still dry during the day on Friday, but random storms will return for the Labor Day weekend. Spotty storms here and there, plus a lot of humidity as well. Just in time for the holiday weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox Business Network stocks climbing as investors shrugged off inverted yield curves and U.S.-China trade worries, with the Dow rising 258 points, the Nasdaq up 30, S&P 500 up 19. And McDonald's is introducing a new anti-harassment training program for its workers in the U.S., with 2,000 U.S. franchisees providing the training to some 850,000 employees. With online and in-person training beginning in October, McDonald's will educate workers about harassment and bullying. And shares of Fitbit spiking 6% after launching its latest smartwatch, the Versa 2, adding Amazon's voice assistant Alexa, online payments, and music storage in a bid to compete strongly with Apple smartwatches. It retails for $200 and will be available in stores September the 15th. And sneaker retailer Puma is hitting the Big Apple and opening a brand new flagship store on Fifth Avenue. The 18,000 square foot space spans two levels and marks its first brick and mortar location in New York City and the first of its kind in North America. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Three Bucks.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number
30. Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr. Sandman.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Celebrating anniversary number 14 tonight at Baumhauer's, here's a Greg Show original.
The following is a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. It is only a test.
What is your problem? Can't you get off that couch and help me around here? I should have listened to my mother. You are no good lazy pig.
I don't know why I married you in the first place. You no good son of a pig!
This has been a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed not to go home, to check into the nearest motel, and wait 3 to 5 days before returning to your house. Again, this has been only a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
Before we get to our pre-selected most electrifying story, we have something, well, moderately electrifying. It's just broken.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Apparently, Kirsten Gillibrand has exited the Democratic run for president.
Mm.
And the 1% or whatever it was, they're just going to be crushed. We don't want any female senators from New York. We have quite had our fill. Your state is pretty effed up.
Because we're sexist pigs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I'm just letting the truth out, Greg.
Yeah, you may as well.
Screw the dog whistles. Let's just come out with a blowhorn.
I thought you were going to say a blowhole.
No, I'm not a whale.
No, we couldn't say that on the air.
I'm not a whale.
I know a guy who got fired for saying that word.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an actual part.
One of the orcas at the Miami Seaquarium passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So he went on the air and did a 21 blowhole salute to the late whale, and it sounded like 21 times, and the general manager of the station was a scatological phobia freak.
You couldn't play any bodily functions on air.
No. No. He was canned.
And don't you love our radio station at times? They turn off the lights in the sales office, and all of a sudden that terrible staticky noise goes away.
Yes. So anyway, Master Thespian, we'll get to your call. Our electrifying story is about Ilhan Omar.
Okay.
Who can't go home again because, well, first of all, up till this point, and we're never going to get the straight story because she's among the protected class with the media. Was she married to her brother? Was she a bigamist? It's kind of unclear and hardly unlikely. And she seems to be playing musical husbands or lovers, the latest being a Washington, D.C. mom who says her political consultant husband left her for Omar, according to a bombshell divorce filing obtained by the Washington Post. Dr. Beth Manette says her cheating spouse Tim Manette told her in April that he was having an affair with the Somali-born representative and that he even made a shocking declaration of love for the Minnesota congresswoman before he ditched his wife. Now, she's from Somalia, and now we know why when the deplorables chant, send her back, she can't go back. Somalia's Islamist group Al-Shabaab publicly stoned a woman to death in town for cheating on her husband.
Oh, good Lord.
An official told Reuters. Al-Shabaab, which has been waging a war for years to topple the Horn of Africa country's Western-backed government, seeks to bring in rule based on its strict interpretation of Sharia law. Sheikh Mohammed Abu Abdallah, Al-Shabaab's governor for Somalia's Juba regions in the south, said Habiba Al-Issaq, a 35-year-old mother of 8 children, was killed by stoning just this past Thursday afternoon for doing what this woman, who hates this country but cannot go back to Somalia. And I brought that up with David Blackman. I said, isn't that kind of against the rules there, you know, what she's been accused of?
No, it's kind of against our rules, but we'll more be like,
Well,
we'll give you a stern look and might talk behind your back, but we're not going to throw a stone.
We're not allowed to question Islam, you see.
Oh, right.
That's the one group in this country that has true religious freedom.
I wonder how many, the royal Saudi family, I wonder how many people they've slept with. Seriously.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, the stories, they got money.
Yeah.
And they're I've heard they, there's been a few loose women who have been lured by vast amounts of cash into the
really kingdom, that happens
into kingdom come, so to speak.
Do they grab them? But
so, yeah, there's that. It's there's a lot of money. 451.
You can do anything.
Don't forget to visit MrElectric.com. Again, upfront pricing, master certified electricians, appointment times, they're prompt. They give you an upfront price on the work you need done, and that's what you pay. No games, no gimmicks, just rock solid, excellent, top-notch electricians to do installation, service, and repairs at your home. We've used them multiple times, and they are truly excellent. Now, let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Gentlemen, I believe it's all the, those bad problems are due to those full contact Mahjong tournaments going on.
Ah, yes.
Behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
That dens of vice and corruption, all that. I know whenever J. Scott goes away, all, suddenly everything goes horribly wrong. Check the feed on the internet, because mm-hmm. I usually listen to the feed on the internet in my office. And for some reason, it is not working. So I don't know who you need to talk to about that now that Jay is off in his nerd convention.
Call our orifice at 244-0961.
And what, say it again. What exactly is that?
I can't do anything from up here. I really can't.
Yeah. Well, but the app on the iPad is working just fine. But apparently, if you go online on the internet, it's not connecting. I don't know if it's an issue from my end with the internet here at the office, or it may be something gone wrong at your end. I don't know, but I'll call the office and let them know that, you know, just double check that and make sure it's working.
Okay.
We appreciate your concern and your help in this matter.
Gentlemen, I hearty Warhawk goodbye to you.
And right back at you, my friend.
Keep up the good work.
All right. Bye.
Do it live!
We are.
Don't ask for something.
Don't throw me under the bus like that. Unless I deserve it. I don't think I did at this moment.
Oh, and you're looking at Stephen Reed's website?
Yes, it was sent to me by one of our listeners.
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier today. He's definitely a Democrat. But the great thing about Montgomery mayoral race is...
Well, if he's a Democrat and has ideas about raising taxes, bad.
All right.
10%. We're tithing the government of the city, including groceries. Figure out a way to make it work better.
Well, and if you want more police officers, and he's talking about investing in education, how are you going to raise those funds, Stephen?
We don't need to invest in education. We don't need to spend one effing dime more than we're already spending. What we need, A, make sure we have competent teachers who have the support of parents and the community. And strict discipline. No more of this pipeline to prison bullcrap that the Obama administration inflicted on school systems all over the country. We don't need to spend any more money. Bat down the hatches. Cut the crap, stuff that wouldn't have happened on a dare not that many years ago is routine. You can't have students going up to teachers in the hall saying F you with no repercussions whatsoever. And if that means we have to pack juvie centers or jails or whatever to the max, so be it. Somebody has got to put their foot down. Enough of this garbage. Social engineering.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
And we'll see whose foot fits that shoe October 8th.
Yes!
That's pretty good rant.
Yeah, that was a good rant. I haven't heard you rant in a while. I forgot how much I liked it.
The time for excuse making is over. And nobody's going to believe you want more money for schools. Nobody's going to. The first question people are going to ask is why? For what? Discipline. You can't have. I'm sure the schools that are failing have many students that want to learn.
Yes.
But the first thing they have to learn is how to survive in a crap school that's run by punks. And teachers can't teach in an environment of fear. Teachers can't teach. My buddy, Mr. Bird, is now in Tallahassee. Mm-hmm. He's been there for a number of years. But he told me about getting his tire slashed in the parking lot at Lee when he was there because of an issue with a student. And this, we have to pass this many so we can get our government. Cut all of that crap out. Stop. It's unreal, man. 450, we just wouldn't have dreamed of disrespecting a teacher that way, not only because of the punishment from the school, the suspension. We didn't have police at our school. We didn't need them. But the punishment at home, yeah. The grounding, the deprivation, taking away something. We feared that more than
that's
we feared
how I grew school up. I was much more scared of home punishment. Well, in particular,
run the public schools like the private schools, and maybe things will change. But I don't want to hear about money. We're spending way too much money as it is. I think a lot of it's getting wasted. 457. I'm not a scientist. In fact, in school, I didn't do well in biology and chemistry. I really didn't.
Really?
You're surprised by that, but you're shocked.
Absolutely.
How about you?
I'm shocked.
But I know enough about Master Foam to be able to tell you, and confirmed by Clark's, it lowers the attic temperature by 40 to 50 degrees, which means the living areas under the attic take less energy to cool. Therefore, substantial savings on electric costs, which therefore pay for the installation of Master Foam in your home as real insulation. Real, authentic insulation that keeps the heat and the cold on the outside so that your system doesn't have to work as hard and therefore will live a longer and happier and more prosperous life in your house without requiring the thousands of dollars to replace it. You win on every way with Master Foam. And people are turning on to this little insulation miracle. You can do it by calling Wade Cannon at 802-FOAM, 802-F-O-A-M, or do some online research at masterfoam.com, master-foam.com, or talk to Wade, 802-FOAM. Fox coming up first, traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch motoring our way through the 4 o'clock hour, and we have a couple of problems on I-65 near the Cobbs Ford Road exit. We have a disabled vehicle followed by an accident right before the Cobbs Ford Road exit, so be careful if you're headed northbound. If you're headed into Montgomery, we don't see any problems for you. I-85 is still moving along just fine. Be careful if you're headed southbound on 85 because it's not long before we're going to have a slowdown in the downtown area. Speaking of the downtown area, there's a lot of traffic leaving downtown on Madison Avenue, so be careful if you're in that area. And we do see a lot of traffic on the boulevard this afternoon. There's some congestion around the Troy Highway, also right up around the Atlanta Highway. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep